It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Serena Williams, the sex tape we really want to see.
But Joe, what about your wife?
I mean the sex tape y'all really want to see. In It's About Time news, Lupita Nyong'o, the Oscar-winning actress from 12 Years a Slave, has been dubbed the most beautiful woman on the planet by People magazine. The KKK can't believe it. One grand wizard in Little Rock, Arkansas, saw a copy of the magazine and his head exploded.
Dang, never.
I, for one, am overjoyed that this deliciously wonderful, beautiful, dark-skinned woman has been given the title. But I must disagree just a little bit. I don't know about y'all, but as long as Thelma from Good Times is on the planet, Lupita got some work to do. And what about that wonderful Claire Huxtable? Can somebody say Jell-O Pudding Pop? The people at People must have never seen our own Nina Brown. Shoot, ride by the station and take a gander. Treat yourself. The girl beautiful and thicker than cold peanut butter in the middle of the polar vortex. I'm sorry, Nina. Me and my homies can't put our votes in on Lupita yet. She gotta let her hair grow out a little bit. I need to see her with an asymmetric and a pair of bamboo earrings on before I can make my decision. But congratulations, Lupita. In The Grass Ain't Always Greener news, Cuba Gooding Jr. has separated from his wife for 20 years. The actor told Jet Magazine, "I'm coming home." He's married to a white lady. Tell Nia Long to get it together. It's time Brandy and Trey did what everybody wanted them to do at the end of Boys in the Hood. What triggered it was when Cuba Gooding Jr. walked past a black woman's house this past Easter Sunday and smelled the food that he had long forgotten. After 20 years of Cheerios with no sugar, unsweetened tea, and steamed halibut with asparagus sauce, he wanted that old thing back. Cuba Gooding went on to tell Sister to Sister magazine that he missed the smell of blue grease, sulfur 8, and wanted to know what a limerita was. So, in the name of Watermelon Annihilators, welcome home, radio. That's the Cleazy Report right here on the Frank Ski Show.
It's the Cleazy Report with Joe Claire
on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.